Hello, I'm Veronica Erskersbrick, Vatican Radio. As we approach the 50th anniversary of the first session of the Second Vatican Council, I thought I'd share with you some Vatican Radio archive sound relating to Pope Paul VI, who, as we know, spoke in Latin, as well as the personal testimony of some of those who were there, beginning with the Archbishop of Liverpool, Patrick Kelly, who shared with me one of his fondest memories of that council. So why don't you join me as I step back in time? St. Peter's Basilica, November the 18th, 1965. The Second Vatican Council is drawing to a close, and during the 8th session, Pope Paul VI promulgates the dogmatic constitution on divine revelation, as always in Latin.
Nomine Sanctissime et Individue Trinitatis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Constitutio Dogmatica de Divina Revelatione, che in ac sacrosancta et universali Sinodo Vaticana II, legitime congregata modo lecta est, placuit patribus. Et nos, apostolica Christo nobis tradita potestate, illam una cum venerabilibus patribus in Spiritu Sancto approbamus, decerrimus, statuimus, et quae ita synodaliter statuta sunt, ad Dei gloriam promulgare iubemus.
At the time of this groundbreaking council, Patrick Kelly, now Archbishop of Liverpool, was present in St. Peter's Basilica, witnessing on many an occasion the discussions of the Council Fathers. He told me his strongest memories of that epoch regarded precisely that document on Revelation gone down in history with the Latin title of Dei Verbum.
Well, I remember above all the very critical debate about Revelation. The document prepared was, in a sense, a rather closed document, which wasn't very rich. And when they presented it, there was a very curious vote took place as to whether it was a worthy document on which to base their discussions. And I think the idea was two-thirds majorities were the general style or form for the council, and I think nearly two-thirds voted it out, but not quite. And it was argued that since it already was there, it had to be thrown out by two-thirds, and so it was kept. And one of the cardinals, I think it was Cardinal Tisserand, was the dean, spoke, and he began by taking it word by word, arguing against it, hinting that if it goes on, we'll be here forever, we'll argue it word by word. And then Pope John the 23rd set up a joint commission of the Doctrinal Commission and the Ecumenical Commission to prepare a new basic document. And in a wonderful way, since the Ecumenical Commission included people who already were in dialogue with other churches, that wonderful decree, Dei Verbum, came about with insights from beyond just Catholic scholarship. And I think it always remains the key document in the sense reflected by the Synod on the Word of God we had a few years ago, which I was privileged to take part in, and the present Holy Father's post-synodal document on the Word of the Lord. And it shines through again what a wonderful gift that was.
And our thanks there go to the Archbishop of Liverpool, Patrick Kelly, for sharing with us his memories. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.